Good afternoon. May I help you?
Hi. We're looking for a counselor. We were looking for a counselor because this isn't working anymore.
She always got to be the one to talk.
What? I'm not talking. I'm trying to schedule an appointment so that we can get counseling. Can you respect that?
You always got to be the boss. Go ahead, make the appointment.
Okay, miss. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is the pharmacy.
Oh, well, we were just looking for counseling, that's all, because she's a lesbian, and she thinks that I'm a lesbian, and I'm not, okay? And we need...
Let me on.
I did not lead you on. You inappropriately touched me.
Okay. Oh, I'm not a counselor. I'm a pharmacist. Okay, we don't do any counseling here. You have to go to a therapist for that.
That's why we called you.
I am not a therapist.
We can't get help here on a Saturday?
This is not a therapist. I cannot help you any other day for this particular problem that you have right now. Okay? You have to see a therapist if you need some kind of counseling.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Clark, can I help? Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. We were trying to find, I guess you do a therapy of sorts, right? Because we're not getting along anymore. And
he's always got to be the boss.
No, that's
always got to be.
No,
the
that's
boss.
Not true. We need counseling. Otherwise, I'm going to kill her. Okay, that's really just.
I think you have the wrong number. This is a martial arts school.
I need to protect myself from her.
Well, you know that's fine because then I'll take martial arts. And I'll show her. Oh my God, I'm getting dizzy. I think I'm gonna have.
Well, then maybe you should call for help.
I'm sorry.
It's to help us.
I just gave myself a head rush. I'm really sorry. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Yes, we were trying to get some help.
Okay.
One time she put she got me a cake and then they put a gun in the cake and she thought, "Oh, what a big joke that was." I didn't think that was funny.
She has no sense of humor.
No, that's not true that I don't have a sense of humor. What it is you're deranged, okay? So we would like to place an order, but you know what? We need counseling. Because I'm going to kill her.
Can you just fucking order the cake?
Don't curse at me, because that's a big problem.
She's verbally abusive to me. Order the fucking cake, Sandy. Not funny. Hello?
You think that's funny that you shot me in the foot?
Can you order the cake, please?
I'm sorry, miss.
Look how selfish she is. Look how selfish she is. It's my birthday, okay? She said she was going to buy me the birthday cake.
Well, I...
From my two souls.
Well, I forgave you for shooting me in the foot that time.
You jumped in front of the gun. It was a joke. You're very controlling. Miss, I'm sorry. What's your name? Hello?
Maria.
Maria. I really try really hard to please her. She's very controlling. I needed to take the control back.
Well, why don't we get a cake with only four toes on it? Because that's what my foot looks like. Because that's what my foot looks like with missing a toe after you shot me in the foot.
She's exaggerating.
Lesbians are very weird and destructive.
You are very weird and destructive.
All I wanted was a cake for your stupid birthday, and if you don't watch out, you don't know what's going to happen to you today. On your birthday, I'll make you remember your birthday.
No, I've been listening to this.
I'm very sorry. We're very sorry, Maria.
Yes, hello.
Hi, we were needing some help, and I don't think she called the right place, because anytime I ask her to do something, she doesn't do it right anyway, because she's a moron. But
she gave me the number for the membership, so.
Well, we needed help, and if you don't stop, I'll put you back in the fur closet like I did last time.
You see how she threatens me? She knows I'm a member of PETA. Can you just tell him what you need?
Well, I'm not eating that garbage that you eat.
I have a different metabolism than you. Yes. You moron.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
We were looking for some help. I don't know if this is the right place. I'm sorry. Hello?
She's always got to be the boss. That's why.
No, that's not true. I'm trying to call for help for us, but you always interrupt me like you're doing right now.
Go ahead. Place the order, please.
We needed some help, and the problem here is that sometimes she's a little bit physically abusive, and I'm not used to that, okay?
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, miss.
Thank you.
The last time we ordered, she threw the pizza in my face.
Hello?
Okay. That
yeah,
is, that...
she threw it in my face.
Well, now you're just lying. Now you're just lying. Why would you lie to this man?
I'm not lying. I'm sorry you have to hear this, but I have to relive this moment every time we call up and order lunch or dinner.
Then order the pizza and let's move on.
All of our sales and service specialists are currently assisting other customers. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
Hi, my name is Kenneth. How may I help you?
Yes, we're looking for counseling, but I'm a little ashamed of how I treated her today, so I wanted to get her flowers, and hopefully we can move past this. I just don't know which type of flowers to get.
Okay, I can make a suggestion of very beautiful.
She never knows what I like anyway. She never knows what I like.
What?
We've been together 10 years and she still doesn't know what I like.
Okay, I don't know flowers as well as you do. Not everyone is as perfect as you. That's all I want to say. Now, are you going to let me order these flowers or are you going to give me a hard time?
Without being attentive.
I've been attentive to you for 10 years. All you've done is taken advantage of me. You hurt my foot. I can't.
Last time she ordered flowers, I want roses without any thorns on them. Because the last time we ordered flowers with thorns on them, she scratched my skin.
What happened was I can't walk in my Hermes boots anymore. Because when I kicked her, my shoe went right. Yeah, but my boot is still...
Ma'am.
The heel is still in her derriere.
Don't you have a life?
It's in her rump. Don't you understand that?
Don't you have a life? That's
no, but the thing is that the heel of my Hermes boot...
What loser could you be?
It landed right in her derriere.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Hello there. This is show 75. It's been forever. I know. How are you? This is the Lesbian Mafia. I'm Sandy. I started recording this, I think it was last week, and then I had a very serious medical emergency with my mother, so then everything got, you know, was up in the air. So I finally put it together, and I'm going to post it now. You know, so it was an emergency last week with my mother, and if anybody knows anything about my mother... she has zero sense of humor. Nothing. Zero. She's just the most serious person. And she doesn't... Okay, here's my mother. Is you'll say something to her that's so funny that you're laughing. Or at least you think it's funny anyway. And then she won't think it's funny, but she wants you to know that she doesn't think it's funny. So she gives you like a very straight look. You know, that's my mother. That's been her my whole life. And as a teenager, I used to say really some really silly, funny things to her. Nothing. She never, she would just smirk and say, "You're so stupid, Sandy." You know, and nothing. You know, and that was as, you know, as much as I got from her. So, which is why I overcompensate now. Would I have to go to a therapist for 5 years and give them $50,000, $60,000 for them to figure that out for me? Anyway, so, you know, here's my mother, someone who is not a fan of humor or laughing.
and a very serious woman. Okay. And so, you know, we're in emergency and it was horrible. She had, you know, like a mild stroke. Thank God it was mild, but you know, there's still issues that are going on. So it's just been a disaster headache. And gone are the days when your doctors were smarter than you. You know, you see them with the white coat on and you just expect them to be smarter than you. That's just what you expect. Those days are gone. Anyway, in the emergency room, it looked like a bomb hit. It looked like the Korean War happened. It was just such a nightmare. Mind you, I dreamt about it the night before. The night before this happened to her, I dreamt about the hospital bed. I've always had dreams like this where I dream before something happens. I don't know what that means. Well, anyway, I dreamt about being in a room, you know, when it was a very closed-in room, and I was looking at a hospital bed, you know, like particularly the beds that are in the emergency room. They're like cots, kind of. Not cot. I don't know what you call it. But anyway, so that was the dream that I had the night before this happened to my mother. So what's the point of having these prophetic kind of dreams if you don't develop it and you don't use it? Because what if I would have called her? Well, anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway, so she's in the bed, the hospital bed, where, you know, behind the curtains. And then she said, and I was about to leave. And I don't know if, you know, I was finally going to go home and get some rest because I'd been there all night, fucking long. And so, and her doctor, she was just so attractive. But then the next day I wanted to choke her. So anyway, you know, on my way out she said I was watching Joel Osteen the other day and he said this joke and I said, oh God, my mother's gonna tell a joke. So she said, so here's how the joke went. The little kid asked her father, Dad, how did we come to be here? And so her father said, well, honey, we evolved from apes and, you know, finally, after thousands and thousands of years of evolution, we've evolved into people. So she said, oh yeah, you know, okay. And then she goes over to her mother. She said, Mom, how did we, can you tell me how did we come to be here? You know? And so the mother said, well, you know, God created the earth. God, you know, made Adam from the dirt and then made Eve from Adam. And, you know, so God put us here. And then she said, really, Mom? Because Dad said that we came from apes. And then she said, no, honey, he's talking about his family. That's a funny joke. Coming from a woman with the most intensely heavy energy. And I don't know if it was the timing. And I don't know what made her say. Well, anyway, so she ended up having to stay in the hospital for a few days. Well, anyway, so why don't we chat? I know we've been really slacking with the shows here, and I don't know what to do. I know they've been a lot less frequent. Please forgive the irregularity of the programs, and hang in there with us because, you know, as I'm figuring it out, I will let you know what's going on. So other than that, let's chat a little. What if I had... Are you there?
Yeah.
What if I had a girlfriend like Shakira?
I don't know.
How would you feel about that situation if I had a girlfriend like Shakira?
I would feel really bad for her because you would torture her. She doesn't understand English, so...
She would be playing her guitar, singing about, oh, there's no more bees. And I would want to punch her in her lights out. Oh, there's no more bees. No, because when the bees disappear, that's very bad because... The bees pollinate the flowers.
I don't know what kind of tangent you're on right now.
You don't know that whole thing? Like, you know, when there's no more bees, Einstein said when there's no more bees.
Oh, yeah.
But if I had a girlfriend like Shakira, I would take her guitar and pound it over her head.
I hate Shakira.
I like Shakira. I'm crazy, but you like it. Loca, loca, loca.
Do you know that Africa song?
No, I don't. She was very good looking.
She's very pretty. She's beautiful.
She was. She's Colombian and Italian and Lebanese. That blonde hair, it doesn't work for me on her.
Well, not anymore. She's a little washed out, you know.
Yeah, when she had that jet black hair and she used to play the guitar.
Mm.
Why are we talking about Shakira?
I don't know. Why did you bring her up? You would intellectually, you wouldn't even relate to her. I don't know what you would do.
Well, I wouldn't be trying to talk to her about anything important.
Right. We'll see how long that would last.
I'm crazy, but you like it. Loca, loca, loca.
Well, don't you play the guitar?
A little, yeah. It was more for songwriting. But yeah, I could play a little, you know, cantare a little bit. Yeah, what?
That's a talent.
Yeah, I guess, you know, then your talents, you get bored and you move on. I think to myself, well, what was I going to become? One of these lesbians that play vagina music? Not that there's anything wrong with it, but that's not really my scene, you know what I mean? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
There's going to be a new show, Camelot, on one of the HBO or Showtime. It looks really good. Looks like a Tudors, but a little more dramatic and less hoary.
Less hoary.
Yeah, because Tudors...
I actually like the Tudors because of the sex scenes. And it's funny because you don't remember any of the sex scenes, and it's pretty much the only thing I remember.
I think I block it out because it's like trauma.
Why is it like trauma?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I block it out because it's a trauma to have to watch this trash sex. Well, I think it is a little bit of a trauma because they sexualized what was a horrible slavery of women. And they sexualized it. So, you know, like...
But all the women, either his maids or the seamstresses or, you know, they always wanted to sleep with him. So they really sexualized him, but...
Yeah, I know. They either wanted to sleep with him or end up on the street eating rocks.
Right.
And there's no social safety net back then.
A lot of them are really young, but their social status.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like these guys who can only hang out with porno stars. And they're like, there's nothing wrong with her. Excuse me, she's a porno whore. And she's got about 5 different personalities.
Disassociating themselves from reality.
Like, they want to fantasize that these women really are, you know, just these freewheeling women, you know. They like their jobs. Like the Sasha Grey, like they try to make her like she's normal. And she's just so wild and cool, you know. Like, there's nothing wrong with her.
Like, they glorify their fucked up ways.
Right. As if they're not fucked up. You're not free. You're anything but. You're a slave, is what you are. If you're taking off your clothes on a stage and swinging around on a stage because you don't have an education and you're poor, that's not freedom. That's slavery. I don't know what Shakira would think about that. But I don't think Shakira would like it. Every time my grandmother eats rice, she passes out. Like, whenever she eats rice, I'm on the bike, so I have no air. I have no breath. I'm on the bike. But whenever she eats rice, she passes out.
Why?
I don't know.
Mine, too. My grandma, she, you know, she makes me nervous because she knows we worry about her, so anything bad, she won't tell us. So when she falls down like a rag doll, and she'll just... She'll just, like, stop and just stare at you and start blinking, and she won't move.
What do you mean? Are you in the house with her?
One time, I tried to help her.
What?
One time, I picked her up at the airport. And it was like the pants, they were too heavy for her, you know?
Right.
So she goes, no, I got it. We were going up the escalator. And I'm like, Grandma, give me the bag. And like, she shuffles her feet when she walks, you know? Like, she doesn't pick up her feet when she walks. She shuffles them. But like, Grandma, you gotta pick up your feet. Like, I have to remind her to pick up her feet while the escalator, like, her feet are gonna get caught.
Right.
And lo and behold, her fucking feet got caught on that escalator, you know, when it was going to end. she fell down. Fell down like fucking Raggedy Ann. And then she, like, stayed there, and I got so scared. Why am I laughing? I got so scared because I'm, like, a nurse, you know, and I'm like, Grandma, you okay?
she's what?
She's blinking, and then she's looking at me. She goes, I'm okay, Nicole, don't worry.
Aww.
Grandma, you just fell, you know?
Aww.
Oh. I'm laughing, but I got so scared, you know, because they're old. They could break their bones really fast.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is I haven't actually, knock on wood, I haven't actually seen my grandmother, like, fall in front of me. I only hear about the stories.
She doesn't tell us. She hides from us when she falls because we know. We would say, listen, you got to go to the emergency room, you know, to get checked out. God forbid. You fall. When you break a bone, you could blow a clot, you know?
What do you mean, blow a clot?
It's really serious. Like, that's why old people, it's not really the broken bone that they're worried about. It's also you could clot, and then that clot breaks off. And it could travel, and we call that an embolism, and it could go to your lungs, you know, and you could really, it's really fatal. That's why it's scary for me. That's why I'm laughing, because I know it's so nerve-wracking, you know, and I'm like, Grandma, you're falling left and right, and you don't tell us. Like, she doesn't want to tell us, so, God.
Yeah, well, mine doesn't realize how old she is. She thinks she's still, you know, 50.
Yeah, and they're not.
She's 86. I mean, you can't do things that you used to do. My grandmother, when it rains, she goes up to the attic, which means taking out a ladder that I wouldn't even climb up. And she's obsessed because she thinks there's a leak.
Right.
So every time she goes, no, I gotta go check it. I gotta go check it because there could be a leak. So there is no leak, but she says that there could be a leak.
You know, they put these things in their head.
Yes, and she's 86, and she goes on that ladder, and she tells me, I was in the attic. I told her, I said, you know, and after it got to the point now, it's years I've been telling her, don't go up in the attic. So now I tell her, look, don't tell me what you do.
Yeah. I don't want to hear
it. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, I can't even tell you, my grandma, you know how bad this winter was with all the snow?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God she goes to Florida when it snows, because when she's here, I got to go food shopping. She wants to walk. Now I know why my mom and my grandma fight her. Because she does these things. Like, she forgets how old she is.
Yeah, well, it's also not very considerate, because if something happens to them, then you got to take care of them. So, you know.
Yeah. Annoying.
So then my grandmother, she took out the frame of a chair. She carried it out of the house by herself. A frame of a chair.
Oh.
And then I'm saying to myself, if people drive by, or if the neighbors see her, she's 86 years old, carrying the frame of a chair out of the house, and so she doesn't have any kids, or she doesn't have any grandkids to help her.
Yeah.
You know, she makes you look like you're bad. You're tired?
No, I'm cranky. I can't wait to torture you when I have the opportunity, because you're a needy bitch tonight.
Hold on. Everything that's going on in my life, I'm walking, and I have the phone in one hand, and then I have the record, this tape thing recorder, in the other hand. And then when I got out of the bed, my pajamas slid halfway down my ass. All right, hold on.
Did you fix yourself?
Yeah. Okay. You're tired now, right? And I keep bothering you.
Yeah. What's the matter with you tonight?
You don't want to go out dancing?
Not with you.
Put on your
dress.
Put on your dancing boots.
I almost fell off the bed.
Put on your dancing boots.
My dancing boots? Can't hear you, you stupid bitch.
Put on your dancing boots, because I know how you like to do the crazy dancing.
Yeah.
They should take you to the tea parties. You could be like the protection at a tea party.
As a security, if anyone gets out of control, just
yeah, you could be the bouncer at your own parties. So where's security? Then we point to you dancing, and then they just throw the person in your direction. Because you're it's like a very wild, frantic dancing that you do. Don't wear steel toe, because you'll put somebody in the hospital. Hello?
My phone just took a serious dump on me. I don't even know what happened.
Have you updated your iPhone?
You know, I think there is a new update out that I have not updated yet.
Yeah, and you know what I can't stand is when, like, someone like you, let's say, who doesn't have a house phone and insists on just using their cell phone as their only house phone. And you, actually, there's so many people who do that. My aunt did that. Her entire family, the only way to get them is to get them on their cell phone, and the connection always sucks. It's always such a bad... Why do we do that? Why do we sacrifice quality conversations?
When you put it that way, yeah, it makes me feel kind of like shit. But
how can you ever have phone sex with on a cell phone? Like, who does that? No one does that.
Well, on the iPhone, forget about it, because it's like touchscreen.
You could show your freaking cooch on there, but you won't be able to hear each other.
Yeah, you can't hear shit, but you can see the kooka.
Yeah.
Know your address by heart. Does that make me a stalker?
Maybe a little. That's okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, that doesn't make you a stalker, or does it?
I know.
I don't know what to say about that. So, when are you coming?
So random, but I was out with a few of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe there was 10 of us, and we were all at this restaurant having a good old time.
Right.
And one of my friends starts a conversation about flipping. And she's, like, laughing. She's like, ha-ha, you like flipping, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck is flipping?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a term used for gay women that flip straight girls.
Oh, yeah, well.
So I'm like, okay, so you like to set yourself up for disappointment, heartbreak, and embarrassment on a daily basis.
Right, and then you're going to go on Twitter and say how heartbroken you are.
Yeah, and so what is the personal gain from flipping a straight girl? Absolutely fucking nothing, because she's had dick all up inside her pussy and her fucking mouth. Nothing pretty to me. That's not pretty to me. I don't think that's sexy or pretty. You could be the most beautiful fucking woman, but I'm sorry. I'm going to be thinking about the fucking cock you were sucking the night before. You know what I mean?
But how do you really feel about it?
I mean, no, but really...
Straight, whether or not they're chasing after you, because usually it's them being a little bit more aggressive to you because you're a lesbian, and, you know, they're like, it totally shakes their whole sense of self when they meet a lesbian who's not, who they can identify with in a lot of ways, right? Because if they see a butch lesbian, you know, they feel like, oh, well, she's different. She's from another different world. You know, they separate themselves. But when you blend in, that really throws them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had like maybe 3 or 4 consecutive relationships where they were all straight women, and
I've had fucking straight girls throw themselves at me, and I don't like it. I don't think it's attractive. I don't want to be that lesbian that they made out with that night. I don't want to go down in that stupid bitch's memory of being some chick that they made. She met, oh my God, I kissed a girl. Yeah, no, you can go fuck yourself. Thank you very much. Next.
Yeah, yeah. Because straight girls think, I guess, that you're going to be like a guy just because you're gay. You know, like we don't have any standards like men.
Right. I do. I'm sorry. I have standards.
But it's so weird because now I have no tolerance when I hear other people doing it. And I should, because I've been there.
Right. I know. And that night I didn't say anything, obviously, because, I mean, I've done stupid shit, you know, but yeah. I don't know. I was just like, is this what it's all come down to now? There's no more girls left in the community in Hollywood or L.A. or all of Southern California that now you are turning to straight girls that you can flip?
Maybe it's that lesbians are such uptight fucks in general. They're so uptight that they don't want to even be with each other anymore. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a sign of progress.
Yeah, maybe. We're searching out for more. That's why... But that explains the whole theory of, like, the whole U-Haul dyke. When you meet a girl, and then, like, all of a sudden, within 3 weeks, you're living with the, you know, you guys are living together. And it's like, what? Fucking slow down, dude.
Yeah,
Take it easy. Get to know each other, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Women are like that, too, though. See, this is why, and I'll probably get pummeled for saying this, but I think that male-female relationships are ideal relationships, because I think they balance each other. I think they really do. It's like women together with other women, it's just this chronic relationship and feelings and feelings and feelings and feelings and feelings and feelings and feelings.
Harder. a lot of my straight friends, they'll have, you know, these great, you know, relationships which turn into, like, these doomed, tumultuous relationships. And you know how many times I fucking hear my stupid straight friends say, I think I'm just going to be a lesbian. I think I'm just going to be a lesbian. And it's like, motherfucker, it is not a light switch, okay?
As if that's going to be any better, please. Would that person be any different, that guy that you're with, would he be any different if he was a woman? No, it's just the type of person that they pick.
They think that the woman that they're going to be with is going to be like themselves. I'm sorry, if you can make a clone of yourself and date yourself, go ahead. Have at it. Go with it. But
Right.
The emotional ups and downs, you know, the hormones.
Right. Women are crazy. We are different. And, you know, our brain chemistry is different from men. Okay, let's say you're around the house and you're just picking bullshit with your girlfriend. You know, you're just being a dick, right?
Yeah.
I think that a lot of the times, and this is what, if we're dealing with normal people, not, you know, savage brutes and that kind of thing, but a lot of the time I think, you know, a man has the temperament to understand that she's just being crazy right now.
Right, but women don't.
Women don't, right.
We're like, what? Why? What did I do? What are you doing? You're right.
I don't know. I just feel like men are so much more laid back and easygoing, and they're boring, but, you know, it's more practical.
There's no ideal, perfect relationship. Everything is give and take.
Why can't people leave relationships? What is that?
Fear of change.
Is that it?
Everybody takes comfort in routine.
I think the worst fear of change is going from being single into a relationship. That's the worst.
Well, that's your worst.
Yeah. It's horrible, just that feeling of being melded in with someone, and, oh, God, it makes me sick.
See, that's where you're fucked in the head.
Oh, God. It, like, makes my stomach, I want to vomit, makes me sick. It's because I don't like women. Oh, talk to me.
Okay. So my cats have been fighting. I don't know what the problem is. Is that normal for cats to keep having sex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't have blankets out. I can't have anything that's like fabric or like, you know, sheets, because he'll just roll them up and turn them into a fake cat and start humping it. So disgusting. I don't know what it is. And I know that I think she's tired of being molested. I don't know.
Yeah. So she's like living with a rapist in the house.
She's living with a rapist cat. But I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Separate them. Put them in different rooms. Put them in different rooms.
And what's funny is, he's like huge. And she's a tiny little cat.
Oh, you got to separate them, honey. You've got to separate them during the day when you're not home. You got to keep them separated. He's probably raping the shit out of her.
Well.
That's not fun. My God, you're so evil.
I read about this, and it said the same thing. I need to separate them. He's a big motherfucker, dude.
Oh, my God. I remember when I took my cat, when I went to Arizona, went to Phoenix. So I took my cat. It was at my father's. You know that. And I used to let him out over there, right? And which was stupid. It was a stupid move, but they had cats, so whatever. It was a big mess. Anyway, and I'll never forget the day that I went outside and I saw my cat, who, you know, he was fixed, and he was my little angel, my little darling angel, and he was out there trying to rape other cats, and I was fucking mortified.
I know.
When I saw him do that, I thought, it's like, you start questioning yourself, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, exactly. I'm disturbed. It's disturbing me.
Yeah, you start questioning your parenting abilities. It's very, very horrible to see that. But that's nature. That's, you know, so you got to stop it all day long. Could you imagine being in a house with a disgusting person who's trying to rape you all day?
Yeah, no, I know. You're right.
That poor little thing. She's being terrorized. Give her to me.
Let's gyrate into another direction.
Let's go to another direction.
You remember that movie, Kids?
No.
That came out like in the 90s. It took place in New York. Chloe Savini was in it. She got raped in it.
No. Are you laughing at that?
No, I'm not laughing at it.
There's something wrong with us.
I was just going to say, like, I, you know, maybe I shouldn't go in this direction because it's all going to get pretty serious. Have you ever made a pass at one of your friend's girlfriends?
No, I have not done that, but I have been attracted to some, you know, occasionally I've been attracted to someone that they've dated or something. And that's horrible. Okay. It's the worst. It's just the fucking worst. Do you think that porn is degrading to women? Yes, that's why I watch it.
Yes, that's why I watch it.
Do you think that porn should be banned?
No.
No.
Sex is natural.
Do you feel bad for the porno whores?
No, because they are making money and they want it. That's their decision to do it. Even if it'll haunt them the rest of their lives, or maybe it won't. Maybe they're just happy being porno whores. But you
what if they're addicted to drugs and they were molested as children, which is about 99.9% of the people? Have you ever thought to yourself that you need to expand your horizons sexually?
Yes. I've always been into fetish.
Mm-hmm. So you'd like to explore that more?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got you. Have you ever done anything sexually that you regretted?
No. Have I ever had sex with the wrong individual? Yes. But something that I've done sexually? No. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why do we do that? Why do we get with people that we know that we shouldn't be getting with? Why do we do that? And then what'll happen to me is, like, if I have a fling, and then, God forbid, I have to end that fling. Not that I do this, like, every other day. I'm talking about it like I do it every day.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, like, when it does happen, even ending that fling causes me so much trauma. Do I have abandonment issues? Maybe that's my problem.
Yeah, I think that might be what it is. No, I'm not a, you know, professional or anything.
Do you like rape fantasy?
Absolutely not.
I guess we didn't have to ask you more than once.
No.
Does it make you nauseous?
Yeah, I just can't get down with it.
Gross?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
You don't like the idea of being forced and just taken?
You sound like a fucking one of those, like, books that you pick up with, like, Fabio on the cover, you know? Like, I'm
like a sleazy romance.
Yeah, one of those sleazy romances that, like...
Does it appeal to you to be ravished and taken?
There's a difference between being ravaged and taken with consent and being ravaged and taken beyond, you know, without consent.
Well, I didn't ask if you liked being raped. I asked if you liked rape fantasy.
I do not. I do not like, and I mean, I'm into a lot of fucked up shit, but I don't like that.
So you wouldn't like somebody grabbing you by your hair and smashing you all around the house?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm putting myself in this situation for some reason, and I shouldn't, but...
No, nothing dangerous.
Maybe it has to do with my general mood that day. I don't know if I'm down to, you know...
It's more like you're being taken whether you like it or not, but you like it. Because that's why it's a fantasy, because you like being taken by that person.
That's like, do I like giving up all control?
Yeah, I like being submissive.
Yeah, I like both. I'm a switch, I like both.
Yeah, I think we're both switches.
Yeah, we're both. That's already been established a long time ago.
You're a disgusting degenerate. That's what you are. You should be punished.
But you're still my friend.
I'm still your friend, indeed.
What does that say about you, huh?
What does it say about you, huh? All right, Snooki.
No. No. I know you said it with, like, terms of endearment, but... Snooki's just been fucking...
All right, I'll be Snooki. I'll be Snooki. And you can be JWoww, the ass-kicking...
I'm all about JWoww.
Yeah, you know, and, I was watching something, and she was saying that her mom is ill. So I guess I kind of feel bad for her now. Not feel bad for her, but I have some feelings of something for her. Yeah, her mom is very sick.
Hmm.
That's very sad. I'm not going to hate on people who've made, you know, some money, but the fact that they're going to Italy, that's finite. I'm done. I have nothing to say.
I just heard that yesterday.
I have nothing to say. Well, now maybe at least they'll know what Italians act like and what they look like.
They're not going to the Vatican, Sandy. They're going to go to a part of Italy that's like a super party town.
They're going to Rome. There's no part of Italy that's not, to some degree, about 50,000 times culturally elevated than any place in America. I'm sorry, not that I'm bashing America, but let's get real. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to go to Italy.
We can go to Italy together and I'll throw you in the water. I'll throw you in the Trevi Fountain. So, thanks for tuning in, and it was really nice hanging out with you guys again, and I hope to do this again soon. If you need to get us, you can get us on twitter.com/lesbianmafia. If you need to send email, you can send it to info@thelesbianmafia.com. And other than that, we will talk at you again soon. Bye-bye.